Happy Wednesday to you and welcome to today's daily teaching. I hope you've been getting on really well so far with Monday's and Tuesday's teachings, which are all about getting you to connect to appreciating yourself. And then yesterday I got you to look at where your mindset is currently. So as we're trying to create our life from a place of thought and our thoughts creating our emotions, so from a place of emotion, it's important to know that we're in control. And I've talked about this a lot, I may have mentioned it in teachings before, but actually I used to think that when we were looking at our mindset, that because of so many fears and thoughts that we have that are negative, that we kind of sometimes weren't in control of things. I also believed that some things were meant to be or destined for me, so I thought that that meant it didn't matter what way I thought, it was just the way life would go. And you know, over the last couple of years, for me personally, and everybody has their different beliefs, and you may will have your own, that mightn't be in agreement with this, and that's totally perfect. But I just found that it was a blend of knowing that things that were right for me would show up when I was in the right place in my mind and in the right state of mind as well. So I have five things I want you to think about today. You can take a note of them or just a mental note of them, and just things that you can tap into when you are maybe finding yourself in a negative place, maybe just even stuck in a rut or just at a place where you're like, I want to make some changes. And a lot of change is about consistency and actually living a purposeful life, living an intentional life, and also creating from a place of thought and a place of emotion takes consistency. I know for me, this is one part that I definitely struggle with, but I definitely also have over the last probably 2 years made more of a conscious effort and find that I can come out of negative parts of my life quite easily because I'm so aware of what's going on in my mind, and I'm also aware of what I can do to pivot it around. So it does really work. It takes effort and consistency, and that doesn't mean I don't get down or get stuck. I do, but they last probably for a couple of days rather than, I would say, 3 years ago these negative emotions could have lasted for months. So the first thing I want you to think about is whether you are living in your past or replaying your past circumstances. So if you're going through life and something comes up that you want to do and then you instantly think, oh God, but I tried that before and it didn't work, or the last couple of years have been really difficult, or I'm too scared because of something that happened a while ago, last month or last year, you're keeping those past circumstances playing out. And probably one of the best things to do is to look at that and say, okay, well, that didn't work out. Why didn't it work out? Where was I at then? What were the reasons? What were my circumstances? Was it the right time? Look at it in a rational and realistic way to see if there's anything that you can do to kind of change your mindset around that, okay? Also, when we're replaying the past, we get stuck there. We get very firmly stuck in the past and nothing will actually shift. The second one is something that I find really, really beneficial. And I remember when I started doing CBT, I was attending someone for CBT counseling. They talked about this to me a lot and I really found it important, and I still do, which is finding your inner bliss. I've talked about this a lot through the teachings as well. What makes you feel alive? What makes you feel joyful? As that expression goes, follow your joy or follow your bliss. So if you're having difficulties in your mindset and you can't really pivot out of it, go and spend time with good people, watch something funny, you know, do something enjoyable. It could be something creative, it could be writing, it could be you know, walking, it could be anything, but something that makes you feel more at peace. Do that and do more of it when you can. The next thing is acceptance. So it's about just accepting that bad things happen and bad things will happen again. And some of these things, and a lot of times, are just completely out of our control. But it's about saying, I can't control that and I have to accept where that is now. But I can control, like I spoke about earlier on the week, my responses to it and how I deal with that. And I know that in my life, these things are going to happen. And my fourth step around this is kind of linked in, where it's like managing your stress. When we build resilience and we build resilience in response to things that happen, we can actually then go into a place of acceptance. We can deal and respond to things better. And when we're managing our stress and doing the things that we know work for us and kind of putting a plan in place, then it's about really looking and saying, am I building up my resilience for when those difficult things happen? But also you're pre-planning, so you don't have to give your head space to negative stuff because you know you're strong enough and capable. And for all of you listening to this, I can absolutely be 100% guaranteed you are are already strong enough because you've got through so many bad things and traumatic events and lots of hurt in your life, and you're here to move forward. So you've already got that resilience. You just have to remember that it's there. And you know, over the last number of months in It's Time For Me, I've been giving you and trying to help you have the tools and techniques to look at how to deal with your stress, and to actually do It's Time For Me is helping you for a couple of minutes a day carve out more space around looking at dealing with your stress. So you're already doing that, and really well done for that, because it's not easy. And then the last thing is about motivating yourself. I know for me personally that when I want to really shift into a good headspace, I look at what I'm listening to. Recently, I put this up in the Facebook group. I got Spotify as part of my package on my phone for free, and I can listen to whatever song whenever I want. So I'm putting that on all the time, earphones, if I'm in the car or whatever, and listening to music that makes me feel upbeat. I also like try to arrange to meet people that are going to make me feel more enjoyable. If I know of to meet people that aren't enjoyable, I go into that acceptance place of, okay, this is where it's at, but I'm going to do something after to lift my energy. So you've got to take responsibility and accountability for how you're motivating yourself. Nobody can do that for you. Even being part of It's Time For Me, it can inspire you and hopefully motivate you, but it can't make you feel a certain way, because that's down to where you're at. But you can use the tools to definitely motivate yourself. What are you watching? What are you listening to? Put on comedies if you're watching something on the television. Switch off the news. Disconnect from certain people in your life or situations, because you're going to have enough stresses that you can't disconnect from. So put in place better things. Have an accountability partner with friends, you know, somebody that you're like, okay, this is what I want to achieve. What do you want to achieve in the next month? Let's do it together. And, you know, I'd introduced this last year, but it didn't really kind of take off. And it'd be something I'll look at actually now that I'm saying it. I'll put up something in the Facebook group. If you want to have an accountability partner, somebody you don't know, and you guys just check in with each other and say, okay, this is where I'm at. That's a really good way to motivate yourself. Responsibility and accountability are two important factors. So I hope this has given you some insight. Tomorrow I'm going to do a lovely meditation on mindset and really, really getting you to focus into a beautiful place. And as we finish up on Friday, then I've got some other stuff that I feel will help around your mindset as well. So I wish you a really great day and look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.